Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Casthetic. I got one of my favorite bands here for you guys to listen. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. So get slimy, get dirty, get nasty and greasy with yourself. It's Headless Mantis with their song Hungry Dungeon.
Self in mind. Don't be mad. He's the best friend you'll ever have. No, we'll be right back.
That was Hungry Dungeon by Headless Mantis. Let's go around, get to know everybody's voice so you can like picture their voice while you're listening and look at the picture.
Look at the picture.
And you'll know. So yeah, we'll just go around.
I am Devin Hammer. I play guitar and sing in Headless Mantis.
I am Mr. Jeff Carter. I play sounds through my guitar.
I am Timothy Bridgewood. I play drums and sing in Headless Mantis.
So what's the origin story of Headless Mantis? Jeff and Devin, I know you two were in Foresters.
Mm-hmm. And yes. So was Tim, actually.
Tim. Yeah. All three of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Intermittently.
Tim and I have known each other for like 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
then, yeah.
Band.
So how'd you form up Headless Mantis?
Sheesh. I've been playing with each other for years and years in different bands, and then I moved to Richmond, and then Tim ended up moving to Richmond, so we started a two-piece, and then Jeff would play with us every now and then he moved to Richmond, and then firm lineup right there.
Well, there you go. Everyone just moved to Richmond.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I've always noticed about you guys, you play a lot of the house shows, like Our House, Ghost House, from what I understand, those places aren't really around anymore.
Yeah.
Are there any new house venues that have taken their place?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Castle, Sad House, which is in Richmond.
Good Day RVA House.
It's
awesome.
Good Day RVA House. Unicorn Gardens, I think, is one. Love Jail is another. I mean, it cycles a lot. Like, when one disappears, another pops up, and just, you know, anybody who's willing to throw a show in their kitchen. Done.
Yeah. Now, what would you say, that venue versus house shows, which one do you prefer playing?
House shows.
I would have to say house shows, yeah.
I mean, drink tickets are great and all, but BYOB, you know, I mean, you're probably not going to get paid unless you're on tour. Like, if you're an out-of-town band playing house show, you'll probably get paid, but. We've been paid at some venues, but it's also like you're not allowed to goof off as much.
Yeah.
No shenanigans.
Yeah, no shenanigans. No smoking inside.
Yeah, hoodlums.
Yeah.
What's your songwriting style like now in Headless Mantis? Is it kind of you three just get together, start jamming until something fleshes out, or do you have one person that sneaks off for a day, writes a bunch of shit, and then comes back and is like, hey, I got all these songs written. Play these parts.
I think it's both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little this, a little that.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much every way, like sometimes Tim and I'll be walking around and we'll sing some weird stuff and then it'll end up in a song, or I'll be at home, and then all of a sudden, like I'll think of a little riff and then it'll just flesh out and then we'll add another riff to it. Or sometimes Jeff, Tim, and I just jam and then boom, a song is written out of there.
Someone will be born from that.
Yeah, or we're watching a movie and just get ideas from that. I don't know where, and write a song for no reason, you know? Just happens.
Now, one thing I want to point out in your setup, so you split your guitar signal into both guitar and bass. Do you ever accidentally switch between the two at the wrong moment?
I just don't touch that pedal. I just don't touch it. I put it far away, and my partner Haley actually made all glittery and shiny, so I know not to touch that one. I don't step on that one.
And what's it like trying to play bass lines and guitar
at
the same time?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's already kind of the style I play anyway, like riffy and changey. So that guitar amp is just there for a little bit of extra. You know, they would just come up to us when we were just a two-piece and like, yo, you guys need a bassist. Let me sit in with you. Like, trust me. Let me play bass. And I was like, I'm freaking tired of this. Like, I'm just going to split my signal. Two guitars, why not? I don't need a bass. Yeah.
Why not? So let's move on to a little segment on the show we call Five Questions, where I'm going to ask you five questions. Everyone gets asked them. All right, so here it is. Cue the music. It's time for Five Questions. All right, the first question. What's the worst gig you ever played?
Ooh. Worst.
Amelia's.
Amelia's is pretty bad.
You Amelia's.
Or that one house show where you were like, just done, Tim, and then you were like, one more, and then we were done after that, and then you
drank a little too much.
Or like maybe when I fell all over your. There's a lot of worst ones. Let's go with Amelia's.
Yeah.
It's all glass windows where the stage is, so you can't be loud. Even a little bit loud, and the sound guy has a freaking decibel meter on his phone. He's like, turn it down.
You're 2 decibels too loud.
And no one at that bar is there to see music. Yeah, so we just don't play there anymore. Awful.
Has Ed you shattered any windows with noise yet?
No, I shattered one of the doors on accident, I think, but I didn't tell anybody. I just left. Place is skeezy.
All right. What's the worst equipment malfunction you've had while on stage?
We just kind of roll with it. I can't even remember. Like, I mean, I've broken a guitar on stage before on accident. I guess at Vanish House, when you were playing guitar and you fell over the drum kit, it snapped the wood rail off the front of the Gretsch kit. Yeah, that kit just fell apart. I don't know, my cables have cut out and had to stop playing, but I just kept singing. We just finish it out, you know.
Just roll with the punches.
Just roll with it. Mm-hmm. This is what it's supposed to sound like. What do you know?
You haven't heard us before.
And you never will again.
All right. What's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed during a tour?
We haven't really been out on too many tours.
Does the car in a parking lot count? It's pretty scary.
Was it a scary parking lot?
No, it's just hard to sleep. I don't know, like most house show places you're going to stay at are going to be pretty dirty. Like we stayed at this place called the Spruce Caboose, and it looked just like our house back in Richmond. Just like, you know, dirt everywhere and cats, and wasn't insulated, so it was cold. I felt right at home, though. Mm-hmm. but I don't know. There's always that fear of sleeping on other people's couches in the venue like that. You're like, man, I don't want bugs. Please don't have any bugs on this couch. Please. Yeah, I don't care. Where else? I can't think of anything. No, mm-mm. I got nothing. Yeah.
We mostly play in Richmond.
Yeah.
We
don't really play. Yeah. We just started going on tours.
Yeah.
Say trips are Richmond.
Yeah.
What's the closest you've come to quitting music?
Never.
Yeah, no.
It's impossible.
Agreed. I mean, even if I quit playing music, I'd still be writing songs in my head. Even if I tried to quit, it'd be like, aha, nah. That's the sound of a fishing lure.
Still have dreams about it.
Yeah.
Quit.
Yeah.
I can't quit. It's an addiction. Even if we suck.
All right, what's the best memory you guys have together as a band?
Oh.
I don't know, this past tour was really great.
This past 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
That's what I would say.
Just played, New York, Philly?
Yeah, New York and Philly.
Any good stories from those shows?
Probably. Let's see, the place we played in New York, I'm not going to say it because the story could be compromising. But we played at a practice space in New York, and there's a girl doing April Fool's flash tattoos. Tim, can you show him? You can't see it on the mic, but it's like a little hand holding a little balloon. And the cops came running in, and they were like, he was like, Rita, which is her name. The dude playing was like, Rita, hide your stuff, like, right now. The cops are coming.
Yeah.
And she, like, packed up and, like, sweating.
So scared.
Left. And the floor there kind of, like, I don't know, it was just, like, really interesting place. And Spruce Caboose in Philly was awesome, too. And then we just walked around. Day drank in the car the entire way there. Tim was like climbing out of the window to grab beers out of the topper on top of the car while we were stuck in traffic. That was like one of the best weekends of my life. It was great. Yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some more music then. I do want to ask a question about the Bloody Bandage Part 3, 4, and 5.
Fair.
In the Bloody Bandage saga. What was 1 and 2 about, and where do you think this is leading up to 6?
The first two, what was that house you were staying in, Tim?
I was living in Warrenton with a Greek Orthodox monk, and we recorded in our kitchen. I guess Drew was there too, you know Drew?
Yeah.
It was like the Foresters, and like we just recorded these 3 songs with a bunch of random instruments, and Drew was like making everything percussive because he didn't have a drum set. He was just like banging on pots and shit, stuff.
It was an empty house too. So just like the natural reverb of the house was like amazing. Mm-hmm. And Tim was running light reactive theremin through my Digitech pedal and like using the harmony knob on it to make it go up and down within a scale. I don't know why we named it that, but we did. Parts 3, 4, and 5, though, I don't know, they're all kind of like snippets of a conversation, and it just kind of works together as one. And you kind of derive your own meaning from it. Like, they're just like simple phrases that work together. So, and everybody is involved when you listen to it. You can put yourself right into it and be like, oh, that relates to me, even though it probably doesn't. But,
but you find meaning in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Faces in the wood grain.
Well, we'll find some meaning in this, listeners. It's Bloody Bandage, part 3, 4, and 5 from Headless Mantis.
Thank you.
not mine, it's yours. It's not mine, it's yours. It's not.
That was Bloody Bandage, Part 3, 4, and 5, from Richmond's own Headless Mantis. You guys got any shows coming up? Any recordings you're working on right now?
We're recording Sound of Music right now, full-length album, 9 songs, should be out June, hopefully. Going to do a Richmond show off that, and then maybe like a small tour. And see, we have show July 10th at Capitol Ale House, June 10th in Capitol Ale House.
June 10th, yeah.
In Richmond, Virginia. And then I want to say, like, there's a show April 20th. Just come to Richmond. Just come find me in Richmond. I'll show you stuff. Yeah, it's fine. Here's my number. It is, no.
All right, well, I got a couple shows and hip happenings in the area to tell you about. First off, open mics are great. Go to them. You can see your local music scene playing songs that normally you don't see. Meet new people. Have a beer if it's a place that allows beer. Most places do allow beer. So, my favorite open mic every Thursday at Epicure Cafe in Fairfax is an open mic. It's great. There are full bands that even play the later on it goes. They also have an open mic on Monday nights, which is great. But, you know, just find an open mic. I know there's one around you. I know it. You'll find one. I only got 2 shows to tell you guys about, and both are festivals, so strap in, get your camping equipment out, air it out, get rid of the mold, except this one, because this is in D.C. You can't camp in D.C., really. But Breaking Even Fest, May 5th through 6th, is going to be awesome. American Television's going to be there. Dot Dash is going to be there. Flower Bomb's going to be there, and much, much more. So yeah, Breaking Even Fest at the Songbird Cafe, May 5th through the 6th. It's going to be great. And then Good Vibes Fest, May 26th through the 28th, out in Horse Country, Virginia is the location. That's really anywhere in Virginia. Like, there are horses everywhere. But that's May 26th through the 28th. Band of note playing that is Milo in the Doldrums. It's put on by Pinch Harmonics and a bunch of other people. It's going to be great. Find it on Facebook. You guys are internet savvy at this point. We're all on our damn tablets. But that's all the shows I have to tell you about. So we're just going to... More music. I like this. Lots of music. Creature V. Ruckus. I want to know where this name came from because I love this name.
The Internal Struggle. Human condition. You know, like a Panda Bear versus the Grim Reaper, and like how all those old dub records, they do someone v someone instead of like featured, you know, like,
yeah,
which I mean, he was right, it sounds way cooler. Like, but Creature is the protagonist, I guess, if you're listening from that point of view, and then Ruckus is, you know, that internal strife. Sometimes you get rowdy. It's okay to get rowdy, you know. Little notes about disassociation and time slowing and crazy stuff happening to you as you exist as a human. And I just made all that up. I'm just kidding.
Pretty good.
I've thought about it for a while, actually.
Well, a big thank you to Bias Studios for having us, hosting us. Let's use their facilities. It's lovely facility. Check them out, biasstudios.com. Big thank you to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder for producing and mixing and recording and like punching asteroids out of the sky. Ken just, like, he goes outside, punches an asteroid out of the sky like it's nothing, like swatting a fly. It's incredible. Do you know how many times we almost Armageddoned?
Six.
At least this Six week. You can follow them and all their misadventures at Ken Barnum on Instagram, Twitter, all that, and at Mark Ryder Music on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check them out. Follow them. They do great things. Here's the last song for you from Headless Mantis. It's Creature versus Ruckus, or Creature V. Ruckus.
You can say verse if you want
verse
to.
Verse V. It's all, yeah. Here it is. Creature V. Ruckus from Headless Mantis. I'm your host, Keaton Buse. Enjoy next couple weeks. We'll be back with more music. Bye.
Bye.